Say big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at MobileMobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM. It begins in Orlando, Florida, and travels steadily to the west, beaming across North America and planet Earth,
and into your head.
The world of safety never stops. And now, the Safety FM podcast and broadcast with Dr. Jay Allen.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Hey, listen, as lively as we keep things and talk about things that are going on inside of the world, today I'm not going to lie. You know how I normally tell you that I record these on the days that they're actually being released? Well, today is not the case. Pretty busy week here. I'm hanging out actually in Santa Fe. We're doing the Safety Differently workshop that's taking place. And I said, hey, listen, opposed to trying to do this in real time this week, which is what I normally do, I just knew it wasn't going to work out. So I said, hey, I'm going to jump on. I'm going to record this. It's roughly about 8 p.m. Eastern time on Monday, March 6th. So let's do Santa Fe time, which will be 6 o'clock. So let's hang out and talk real quick about some things that are going on inside of the world. As we always do. I mean, what else are we going to do? And this is going to be one of those episodes that we're going to talk a little bit about decision making. And are you letting the stress impact your choices? Because every day we end up having to make some kind of decision on something that's going on. It could be good. It could be bad. It could be indifferent. And maybe that's what we should talk about today. So decision making 101 is what I decided to title this one. So are you letting stress wreak havoc with your decision-making process? Maybe you've been too overwhelmed with making a choice, and think about how this actually does occur inside of your work environment. Or do you find the decision to come quickly, but when you fear the consequences of what it feels like forever? No, like seriously, like the consequences of what's going to happen. Whatever the case is we're taking a step back and trying to understand why your decision is off track. I mean, think about it. And this plays into this whole psychology thing that we talk about, all these different things. So in this podcast today, we're going to explore how stress can interfere with our ability to elevate situations and objectivity to make wise choices. Now, listen, there's so many different things that this can actually apply to. I want you to sit back and take a listen to this. We also have you back with some tips on getting anxiety under control, because it's something that I get a lot of requests for. So your future decisions are made from substantial place and security. So if you're ready to get in tune and figure out how tension can affect your choice, let's start making sense of your decision-making stress. Now, think about it. Think about that moment in time where something's going on inside of your work environment where everything locks up because all of a sudden someone is anxious because a decision has to be made. I mean, it does happen. And I always have talked to the people that I get to interact with that it is better to make a decision to not make any decision whatsoever. So when I start talking about anxiety, what do I mean by decision of anxiety? Take a listen. Imagine that you have faced with taking the next big step in your life, looking at the next long-term job. And yes, I did say long-term job. On the other hand, you have a high-paying job in a big city that you've always dreamed of working in, but you also have an offer of a small startup that you're passionate about. You feel the pressure to make the right choice, but you're also afraid of making a mistake by regretting your decision. This creates the sense and decision of anxiety as you weigh each option's pros and cons to determine which is the best for you. You may also find yourself second-guessing your choices and feeling stressed and overwhelmed, leading to indecision and avoidance. Now, we can use any example that we want with that because there's so many different things that can come to mind. So as you hear that, what do you think of? Do you run into the situation? Do you run into this problem? You may also find yourself second-guessing the choices. And of course, feeling stress and overwhelm leading to indecision and avoidance. It is common experience that many people actually faced, and multiple options that are actually faced by the time that they have to make a big decision. And sometimes I see that even when it applies to small decisions in people's life. It can be that feeling of uncertainty and stress that makes it difficult to move forward, as well as a sense of pressure to make the right choice. This is the type of anxiety that can lead to indecision, procrastination, and avoidance, and affect the mental and physical health that you have going on. Now, think about that. Think about that time that you were asked to do something inside of your work environment. We'll use that as an example in particular. And you kind of sat back and you said, "Let me wait. I don't want to make a decision yet, because I'm not sure." And you notice that this procrastination was not a short period of time. Like, just imagine this for a moment. Your job says, "Hey, listen, you need to get the X certification." But all of a sudden, you know that if you get the certification, you feel like you're going to be on the hook with being at that job place for an extended period of time. So all of a sudden, this certification that will actually get you more money within your organization, you have now decided to put it on hold, put it on the back burner. And it continues to go onto the back burner because of the procrastination of how you feel overwhelmed by this decision. So the question might come about right away is, why is this occurring? Now that you can have the meaning behind this decision of anxiety, let's break it down further by exploring the reasons behind it. Information overload is probably the first thing that comes to mind. With the incredible range of options available today, it is easy to become overwhelmed and suffer from decision anxiety. From a detergent choice to vacation destination, it can be challenging to navigate the plethora of information that's present. This can negatively impact your clarity of thought, leading to confusion and stress as you separate the quality information with just white noise. Think about that. Overwhelming yourself with too much information or a short timeline can also lead you to a painful stress decision. So why do we put ourselves through this? Like, I always think it's funny that people sit around and they want to talk about, okay, I think I have X medical condition. So they go to WebMD, and there's nothing against WebMD, and they look up the information and they think that all of a sudden now they have determined what the problem is because they went to WebMD. Now, we always tend to forget this very important critical condition. When we go to a doctor, we don't tell them, "This is how you need to take care of us," because that'd be kind of a weird thing. We always tend to forget that they did do a residency because they needed to have applicable application with the actual information that they were able to gain from school. So when you get this information overload, seeking flawlessness becomes that next thing. Perfectionism can be the dangerous path to go down because it's still striving to achieve our goals. It can also make us be so afraid of making any decision at all. This is what happens when you fear of not selecting the perfect solution that causes you to stall and procrastinate on making any other kind of decision whatsoever. Sometimes striving for perfection can hinder you from reaching your goals. And with time, you realize that you have been stuck in the same place that where you started. The other one that comes to mind right away is the fears of the unknown. And listen, let's be realistic. Unless you're a fortune teller, there's just no way that you're going to know what's going to happen next. While there are countless potential explanations, underlying decisions, anxiety, feeling afraid of the unknown outcome, of course, path could be the root cause of everything going on. When making a decision, we often imagine that what could happen as a result, and if we are unsure of what the outcome is going to be, it can create anxiety. The fear of the unknown can make it difficult to move forward and for us to be worried about the consequences of our choices and the impact that it may have on our lives. This fear can lead to indecision and an inability to choose, even if it means missing out on a great opportunity. All in all, decision anxiety sounds like a big hassle, right? And I mean, I think about this, about how most of the times we sit around and think about things that could be a terrible outcome by not even knowing what the hell's going to happen. But think about this. But if we told you that there are some ways to tackle the problem and finally make the choice, would you be wanting to listen to this? Well, let's talk about some of those today. How to overcome the stress. While, you know, beating decision anxiety sounds particularly like stressful, or fear not, it's easier than what it looks like and definitely what it sounds like. So let's start with the problem. Are you overwhelmed by the amount of information surrounding each option? Because that can be a thing, that you have way too much information about what is going on. In this case, the essential first step you can make is to identify your properties and how they will work for you. It also helps to break down your choice into smaller steps, as the smaller chunks of information will appear more clear. Like I always tell people, the easiest way to eat an elephant is by one bite at a time. And of course, don't forget to keep it simple. Get rid of the extra noise and focus on your final goal instead. But now you might be asking if you can be sure that you have made the absolute perfect choice. Well, you don't know. And this is also okay, which a lot of people tend to struggle with that. And listen, there's times in my life that I'm like, oh my God, did I make the right choice? And I get it. We're going to go through these things. With some courage, we can allow ourselves the opportunity to make choices that are right for us rather than just ones that feel perfect. And if you are still afraid of the outcome, this is where you need to start focusing on why such hesitancy exists in the first place. With awareness, support, and inner strength, you can push through the decision anxiety and learn how to build difficult choices with confidence. So think about that today. The next time that you run into a choice and you're struggling and you're not sure what to do, think about the simple process on what you can do to make sure that it all can change for you. Hey, listen, I know it's not going to be a perfect scenario, but it's going to be something that might potentially take you further down the path. Keep that in mind. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, for this episode of the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM. Don't worry, we'll be back with another episode before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time, for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record, you can live stream, you can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one.
Save big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.